your Bibles, Proverbs chapter 4. Get wisdom and understanding. That's the title of the message. I'm going to drill down on one thought tonight, but there are 10 subpoints to that one thought. But that's after I do. I'm going to finish chapter 3 from last week, and then I'll get into my one thought that has 10 subpoints. But I pray and trust it's important, super important. I want us to grasp this. Proverbs chapter 4, you're going to see it highlights, let's just read this chapter. Verses 1 through 10, right, it's just talking about the great need to get wisdom and understanding. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. I just want to pause there. You have to have wisdom with some parents, but I don't want you, this would be wrong. I mean, unless, I don't know of anyone here, but there could be that situation. You know, take advantage of your parents. Generally speaking, they care for you. And I know that you can get to the point that when you're young, you can just think everything they say is silly. It's not. Just listen to them and understand that they care for you. It's the general thing. If they tell you things to do that are wrong, you don't listen. But God has given us parents for our benefit. God gives us government for our benefits. You're like, really? Yeah. And so, you know, but there'd be chaos, right? You don't want anarchy, but it is, and parents aren't perfect, and some are downright evil, right? And so I'm not putting my head in the sand about that, but I want you to find where you can the nuggets of blessing from your parents. That was just a freebie. Let's look at verse 1 again. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. And when you see these, let's apply that to all the word of God. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, you know, I just want to go back with verse 3 because I'm not going to preach it, but did verse 3 catch you? For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. It's like this. Solomon, you baby, you aren't going to your mother right now, right? And so it's, dads, we need to show love, but he, tender and beloved in the sight of my mother. And what he did is he appreciated his dad helping him with clarity. Verse 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, this is wisdom, this is understanding. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, exalt wisdom, exalt understanding, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Verse 14. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not. These are the evildoers. They sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. And so I'm not going to preach this. I probably won't get there, so I've planned it. It's in my notes, but I probably won't get here. This is the key. When you have people, friends, whatever, I don't know if they're real friends, that all they're trying to do is get you to sin, draw you into sin, because, you know, people aren't comfortable unless they have other people joining them, right? You need to get rid of them and say, no, I'm not doing that. You hang around the wrong people, you will end up doing the wrong things. It doesn't matter. My age, I hang around the wrong people, I'm going to begin to do the wrong things. You just got to understand that. And I remind you all the time, who are you hanging out with on social media? Who are you hanging out with on your videos? Who are you hanging out with with your television, with your internet. Who are you hanging out with? That's what's going to come out of your mouth. That's what's going to come out of your heart. Who are you hanging out with? Because it's so weird. We have more friends than ever before, but we're so more antisocial than ever in the history of mankind. We have more of a relationship with technology than we do people. We had a great time. Elia and Callum had no screen time, which is why we are stinking wore out. I get it. You're like, man, like a 12-hour video would be good right now. But we've got to be disciplined. What I want to teach you, I had to do, right? And I wanted to do it. And so it's like, oh, Papa, watch me. Papa, watch me. I'm like, can I have a break for 5 seconds? No. And so it's good. I love them, right? I want them to know you're important. But man, it's taxing, isn't it? But remember this. You got one chance. They're going to be five. You can't redo four. You can't redo six. And with all of our kids, it's like, I want to tell you this. Who you hang out with, whether it's physically, one of the saddest parts of life, and don't be discouraged if this is you, is find friends here and be friendly. You know, church, I want to encourage us, we can be more friendly. You know, I want you to move out and about and get to know people, and there shouldn't be anybody that you don't know their names, and you should go around, and there's no age barrier. I want our young people to get to know the old people and everybody in between. I want our old people to get to know the young people and everybody in between. We should be going around getting to know one another. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. But it is tragic to be lonely. That should not be the case here at Hope Baptist Church. If you're lonely here, then you let us know. And I want you to tell you this, though. Don't blame other people. Get out of your seat and get to know people. Begin to give of yourself and get to know people. And every one of us, you should know every single person's name in this room. There's nobody new here tonight, is there? Yep, we got a new guy right here. Got a new, what's your name? Braden. This is Braden. Braden, get to know Braden. Right there by Jordan, right? So it's good. Aren't you glad I called you out tonight? That's why you came. Braden said, I'd like a little attention tonight. Why don't you come on? Oh, I'm just kidding. Overall, there's nobody new here tonight. And so I want to tell you is, this is the place where you ought to find friends. Now, you got to be cautious. Not everybody here is going to do what's right. Okay? So I'm not just saying you give everybody a pass, but this is really, I mean, you know, most of my family, they're out of town, and you guys are all I have. Dead serious. You're it. But I love it. I love it. I wouldn't have anything else. I mean, you're the only people I know. It's a dead serious thing, right? But I think for a lot of you, it kind of gets that way too. I look at Rachel and Randall, right? I think about them. They've been here the longest with me, right? So, you know, you pray for them because they endure that. There's not a new joke I've ever told in my life. They're like, man, I could tell this one myself. And Jacob's laughing too. He's thinking, I'm in that same boat too. Why don't you give me a little credit? It's torturous. But I love that. This is life. Isn't it good? It's just good. I'm just telling you this. By God's grace, we're going to help each other do what's right. Your friends need to be here. Bring people here. We'll teach them. But you hang around the wrong people. Okay, that's a freebie, not really part of the message. Verse 16. The evildoers, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and they sleep, their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Man, they won't go to bed until they cause people to sin. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. All they want to do is cause problems, stir up strife. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto them, those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, just a nasty mouth, a perverse mouth. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyeballs look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. I won't get there tonight. I don't know if I'll even review it next week. But verse 25, this is a passage for me that said this. It's, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. I think I've said this in the pulpit before. Men, are you struggling? You're struggling with your eyes? You're struggling looking at people inappropriately? The Bible says, ponder the path of thy feet. I've never lusted after concrete. I haven't. Man, you're looking good today, concrete. Right? It doesn't look like I'm a confident guy. I don't care. I am not going to be looking around to see what these little eyes can see. I love this. It says, look at this. Let thine eyes look right on, not to the right or to the left. And let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. You're struggling. You need to do something different. You need to do something different. I had long walks because I was a cheap guy. I didn't want to pay for parking. And so I used to park at Riverfront Stadium, which has since been blown up. Half of you guys weren't born before that was blown up. And then I parked in Mount Adams. Yeah, Mr. Cheapy Cheap. It was free. Got my windows busted open before, but it's okay. You know, it was free. Insurance covered the glass replacement. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ponder the path of my feet. I'm not going to look to the left or the right. I'm just going to think about the Lord, walk, and who cares? I'm not looking around to see who I might know. I want to honor God with my eyes, with my thoughts, and with my life. Well, tonight, let's just turn back to chapter 3. I've got two things to review, and then I'm going to jump into the message. So let's just look at chapter 3, verse 27 through 30. We didn't cover that last week. Let's just look at these things. Here's the thought with chapter 3. There we go. Todd had a panic moment there. I hadn't turned it on, and so not unlike me. Chapter 3, do good to others. Just a simple thought. Look at verse 27 to 30. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due. When it is in the power of thine hand to do it, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause if he have done thee no harm. Guys, do you see the practical benefits of wisdom? Just look at this. I saw verse 27 in action today. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Had a Bible study today with Don and Chris Owens. You guys know Chris. Chris has made a profession of faith and just a baby learning things of the Lord. Chris was having this conversation. He didn't know this verse about, you know, he needs to know more, learn more. And I said, well, Chris, just tell him what you know. Tell him about your testimony. Tell him what Jesus has done for you. And then keep learning. Well, I got a phone call. And I never usually answer my phone, but I was very sensitive to the phone call. Abby has car trouble. And so she called me, and she gave me the estimate was going to be, it's a blown head gasket, blah, 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 blah. None of that's pleasant, right? And so she gave me a price, and I said, hang on just a second. I got two guys that bleed oil. You know, Chris is over 40 years in, car business, right, with Toyota. Don, 15 years, right? Am I right? Because is it 20? 16. What are you? 16 years, 2 months, 3 days, 4 hours, 7 minutes, and 21 seconds. Is that right? So, you know what I love about these guys? I'm on the phone with Abby. I'm saying, what do you guys think about this? Before I could say anything, Chris is on the phone, calling a buddy, seeing what he could do. Don's like, started texting a guy. It was just an example of they have some skill in that area. And my daughter, which I don't think Chris has ever met Abby. Don has. And, it was a beautiful thing. They just helped. Folks, we ought to be. It was humbling. And Chris was going to take me to go pick up the car, and we were going to try to bring it back. And he said, oh, you need just 5 gallons of water. And then we decided against all that stuff. But it was a great example for me, the response. Don, even today, I mean, I know, Don, how much more do you want me to tell him? He doesn't. It's been a busy day, and Don, he didn't have to do this, and I feel abusive in a way. he said, well, I know this guy that's a tow truck guy. Let me call him because he was in the car business for so long. And he called him, and then he said, he made the mistake. I think he offered. Did you offer? I think he did. Maybe I was hinting around. Hey, Don, no. But he said, do you want me to call him and schedule that? Or did I ask? Did I ask? I might have. You offered. I said, oh, Don, that'd be so good. He's got the tow scheduled for tomorrow, getting it taken to another guy. It's just, that's a blessing. Don, he doesn't want that. All I'm telling you is, I watch this. We ought to be ready. I ought to be ready just to help people. I want you to understand this. That's not going to get us to heaven. But the Lord is always ready to help us. We ought to be always ready to help others. And Don's in a big teardown for a friend. He's redoing a bathroom. He doesn't have time, and he's aching, and his hamstrings, you ask him about all that. He wanted me to talk about that too. But it is, he took on something that he didn't have time to do either. I was humbled by it. Look at what it says in verse 8. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. They didn't say, well, you know, Steve, let me know how it goes out, and I'll see. But then, no, they just jumped in. Look at this, verse 29. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. You have neighbors, man. Get along with your neighbors. Verse 30. Strive not with a man without cause. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. We are such in a trigger society. If we aren't careful, we will follow this society and be triggered. Let's not be triggered. Walk away. Shut up. And I'm looking in the mirror, you know, more than me. I'm like, I probably shouldn't have said that. And walk away. We ought not to be people of strife. And then, secondly, I want you to see this. Don't envy sinners. Don't envy sinners. Consider their end. Look at verse 31. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward, the evildoers, for the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. Folks, we have secret information, and it's here in God's word. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Again, that's because it's this. You're going to see this. You may think this is God striking out on them. No, but it's all consequences. Proverbs is a consequence book. You do this, you'll do this. You disobey God, the curse of sin will be on you. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. One of my favorite chapters in all the Bible, Psalm 37. Many of you know this. Here's what it says. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret. I'm worrying. You come to church. You do what's right. Nothing happens. You'll get faster results if you sin. You want instant gratification. You want instant feedback. Pursue sin. And at first it's like, whoa. Why do people sin? Because it's pleasurable. The ends thereof are the ways of death. Don't fret and look at other folks. We are in it for the long run. We're in it for the eternity. We are running a race. It's not a 100-yard dash. It's a race of life. I'm telling you, God is always right. Are you willing to continue to listen to God, follow His ways, not 5 months, not 5 weeks, but 5 years, 15 years, 25 years, 35 years, and I will tell you, there's not one person in here that would say God has ever failed His commandments, His promises, nowhere. Anybody? I know there's pressure. Who's going to say that? There's somebody in the world that would say that, but I'm going to guess they don't know Christ. There's tons of people in here tonight. Has your life been just on the border of misery? Difficult? Hard? Almost more than you can bear? Absolutely. But anybody that knows God, and I know we can have moments when we are thinking right, God's ways are best. You see, are you in it for the long run? Or is this a trial? No one tries Jesus. You either surrender or you're lost. And when you truly surrender, it's for eternity. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, because I'm telling you this, all the rich people, most of them are lost, like 99.999% of them. You want to make your life about money? You're going to make your life about the lost direction. You want to make your life about stuff? You're going to fret. Christians are generally more poor than lost people. You know why? Lost people have nothing else to pursue. The problem is, Christians, here's the reality today. Christians are poor and they're not pursuing Christ. Bummer. If you're going to be poor, at least pursue the Lord, right? But Christians, all we do is we bought into, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Here's their end. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and withers the green herb. Trust in the Lord. See, now this is the opposite, the inverse. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself. This is one of my favorite verses. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thine heart. You delight yourself in the Lord. It doesn't mean whatever you want. It means this. Here's what I believe. It could mean both. But I believe this. You delight yourself in the Lord, your desires will be his desires. And when you desire what he desires, that's what you're going to get. Delight yourself in the Lord. Are we delighting in the Lord? And so he says this. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It's this. Don was with me tonight, and a lot of generic Bible talk out there, isn't there? Terrifying, isn't it? Just generic Bible talk. Maybe they're saved, maybe they're not. It is, it's very casual. We're casual with the Lord. The Bible is clear. Commit! The Bible's clear. Trust! The Bible's clear. Obey! And we're casual. We're casual about it. You want to be casual about God, you'll have a life of casual blessings. You'll have a life that will not match the Bible. I'm telling you, if you follow His commandments, you follow His precepts, you will find that what He says will be true. But are you willing to wait 10 years? You willing to wait 20 years? I didn't say it's going to instantly happen. You want instant gratification, you'll be sucked into sin. Just two simple truths tonight from chapter 3. It's do good to others, don't envy sinners. Now, what I want to take you to now is chapter 4. Chapter 4 had a lot of review, but I want to take you to verse 7. I could take you to each of the verses. Look at verse 1. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. I want you to note the word understanding there, right? I want you to look at verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not. I want you to look at verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. We're going to focus a little bit on understanding. I've just got 10 reasons we need understanding, not original with me, but try to have some scriptural verses. But it's this. This is so important. It's so important because this is why people stop reading the Bible. Because they don't know why they're reading the Bible. You're reading the Bible so you understand more about God. You're reading the Bible so you can understand more what He wants, how to honor Him, who He is, and then when you understand what He has done, we will love Him more. Understanding's critical. I want you to know this. I tell all of our kids, anybody in here, if I've said something that confuses you, ask your parents. Hey, it's great to see the newlyweds. Glad to see you. When did you guys get back? Tuesday evening. Scale of 1 to... No, I'm just kidding. It's good. Welcome back. The newlyweds here, Joe and Phoebe. So I just thought I'd put you on the World Wide Web, and so now people will be Googling you. So congrats. Great to see you. All right, anyway. But it's critical. It's just how my mind works. Normally I don't say it. But it's critical. It's critical. Understanding. Folks, we attend and assemble together so we can understand God's ways. We can worship Him. But we want to understand. It is, Elia. It's like, oh, man. It's like every word you use that she doesn't know, she goes, what's that mean? You know, she said, what do you call that? I said, a wheelbarrow. She goes, what's a wheelbarrow? And I go, this. It's like, what are we doing? And, it's like, it's circular, man. I mean, I'm like, what's a wheelbarrow? This. What's that? But she asks questions of every single word you use, and I love that. You know why? A 4.5-year-old gets it. Words don't mean anything unless I understand, Papa, what you're stinking saying. And she doesn't say stinking. I really don't want to influence her that way. But I want you to know this. God wants you to understand. I want you to wrestle with it Don't you dare leave and not understand. You wait for me, and I'll try to help you. And when you help me, that I can confuse you, and I can, then it'll help me with others. I don't want to do it from the pulpit. God wants you to know Him. God wants you to understand, because it's not just words, it's not just knowledge, it's understanding who He is so we can know Him and love Him. Understanding. When you get in the Bible, maybe this is wrong, but I feel this way. I feel this way, but that's like an introduction. I don't know what value it is if you read and you don't understand. We've all been there, haven't we? We've read pages and we don't know what we read. I just don't know. God doesn't intend for us to do that. The Bible does talk about reading Scripture. Here's what I want to tell you to do. When we read Scripture, are you just checking out? Tonight, man, and because I was very conscious of it, and I'm going to stay conscious of it, I want to have a nugget or two. Boy, 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 17, it was excellent tonight. Convicting tonight. You know, it's just some themes of that. It's saying this: if you love Him, you'll keep His commandments. Or you're a liar. I mean, the reason why we have the Scriptures read is because it's just another opportunity for us to be reminded about truth, and it's about understanding. I want all of our young people, all of our old people, it is so important that you understand. You will never bother me unless I point out that it's a wheelbarrow and I've just explained it and we go in this circular thing. Then I'm going to be like, throw it away. I don't want that thing around because I'll get more questions. No, we want you to understand. So many people think, I'm just trying to dupe them. Watch how people respond when you're trying to witness to them. I tell them this, oh, no. I want you to fight. You know, somebody says, well, I don't believe that. What is it that you don't believe about that? What do you believe that is wrong about that? I'm just really just trying to, I'm not trying to put them on the spot. I'm really just trying to engage because I want them to understand. We live life understanding. It could be one of your prayer requests coming out tonight, and it could be one of the reasons you're frustrated. Then I tell you again, been on this kick. If you're struggling understanding the Bible, and there's going to be some things in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but I want you to just stay with those four books. I want you to get to know Jesus. And yeah, there's going to be some doozies in there, but it's you want to know Christ. You want to understand the Bible. And here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I wouldn't Google it. I wouldn't look up commentaries, and I'm not against all of that. I want you to wrestle with God. I want you to have a list and say, I have no clue what this verse is. I don't even know what these words mean. You can look up words. It's different. Look up it in the dictionary. But I want you to wrestle with the Bible and say, I have no clue. I don't want you to just find out what somebody else believes. I want you to wrestle with the Bible. Most people that you'll find don't believe right. I want you to have understanding. Alberto, he may be listening tonight. He audio messages me a lot. And I love this. He was at a baseball game the other night, and he had seen this ump before. And so he, you know, Alberto, he got a little plan. Love this. Alberto said, I shall go and share Jesus with this ump for a minute or two. Just briefly, just to glorify God. Don't you love this? 16-year-old young man has that in his heart to do that. It's just, to me, and the devil's like, oh, let's make it misery. So this guy was orthodox. And he had him tied up in a bundle so bad, he goes, I don't even know what I believe anymore. I was like, okay, Alberto. He goes, he did say some things about the Bible. And I said, yeah, people that have a lot of error can know some of the Bible, but they misapply most of it, but some of it they don't. Not all of it. And so he was asking me to say, you know, what should I do? So I said, don't go to any more of Antonio's baseball games. No, that's not it. That's what he feels like, right? I don't want to go back anymore. And I said, look, don't be discouraged. Just know this. Let it be a stirring up to help you know the Bible. I want to tell you this. Anybody that can teach the Bible, anybody that can explain the Bible, they've been chewed up and spit out more than you've ever thought about. If only you know how dumb I've been, how bad it's been, I believe I've damned souls with my not knowing the truth. That's horrendous. You understand that? Me, because I've bolstered people with error because I didn't know the truth enough to defend it. But I've been chewed up and spit out, It's been a little while. I'm sure it'll happen again. And what I have to do is like, giddy up, horsey, and go back and study the Word of God, right? So I think I might be attending a baseball game with Antonio and saying, oh, hello, Mr. Orthodox. What is it that you'd like to talk about? But he got just so upset. But you know what I love? The devil was trying to just stir him up. Oh, Alberto, see, you don't know enough. No, I said, just keep focusing on Christ. Keep focusing on Christ. This guy didn't talk about Christ much. He talked about tradition. He talked about, history, all that stuff. And so understanding, 10 reasons we need understanding. 10 reasons. First, I want to show you this, to know God. Okay, that's simple. But here's what the scripture said. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 5. You need to understand who the real God is. I'm telling you this, it seems like today there's fewer atheists than I used to run into 10, 15, 20 years ago. Because everybody says, I believe in God, because our society's gotten so comfortable to make up their own God. They don't know who the real God is, but understanding, you want to know who the real God is. You don't want to know who your pastor believes in. I mean, you do, but that's not the basis. Here's what most people do. Polly wants a cracker. You can parrot your preacher, but do you know? Can you defend? Can you answer it? Ask God for understanding. Proverbs 2:5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. I want you to have this confidence. God wants you to understand. I won't take you there. In John, it's clear. The Holy Spirit is given that we might understand. It says in Romans, no man seeketh after God, and no man understandeth. It's not an absolute statement. It's a statement without God's intervention. So because I ask you all the time, most people don't get this answer right. Do you have to understand to be saved? What's the answer? Yeah. Yes, you do. You have to understand. You have to understand. Yeah, you do. You do. But I know. I don't ask questions well. If you don't understand, how can you believe in what you don't understand, right? Okay, I know. Apparently, I must not ask it well. Ask it well, right? But see, what I mean by that is no one knows that answer now, but it's just like, it's probably the way I ask it. Do you have to understand? Yes, you do. It's God that gives us understanding. It wasn't Nassim and Maram. It wasn't you guys. It was just whoosh. God gave you understanding. But how did it come? Through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. And so you want to know God? You want to know the God of the Bible? You have understanding. Ask God to do that. Second, I want to show you this. It is to understand Scripture. It's to understand Scripture. We want understanding. And in Luke 24:45, this is Jesus. And it says, then open he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Christ wants you to know the Bible. Christ wants you to know the Scriptures. Don't get frustrated. There are some difficult things, but seek the Lord. Enjoy the difficulty he wants you to understand. Psalm 119, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. You want understanding? It's in the Word of God. Wrestle with it. Don't give up on it. Be so determined as though everything depends on it, because everything does depend on it. You want the blessings of life? It's in wisdom and understanding of God. You've got to be born again. Wisdom and understanding of God will ultimately lead to you understanding the gospel, that Jesus Christ is the only way to be made right with God. Wisdom and understanding, you want it. You want to understand the Scripture? Ask God to help you. I tell lost people this all the time. Just ask God to make himself known to you. I tell them, get in the book of John. And you say, well, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That's a crazy way to start. You know what? Holy Spirit's big enough. I'm not worried about it at all. You open that book, and you ask God to help you, even if they don't ask God to help them. God's the God that cares, because he says just in a few verses later, he lighteth every man that cometh into the world, gives understanding. Enlighteneth is what that word is translated with later, giving understanding. It's the God that does. I want you to know this. It's not about church. It's about Christ. This is part of his means to help you, but it's understanding. You should know why you do what you do, what you believe. Do you know? Do you know why you know what? I purposely, I don't have a tie on tonight, when I come to the pulpit, I'm gonna dress up. You don't have to, I'm not saying that. It's because that's a particular conviction of mine, personal conviction of mine. I think you're all just fine. But it's my personal conviction that says, When I'm addressing and speaking of God's word, I'm going to dress for Christ. But it's understanding. God wants you to understand. Number three, it's to obey God's word. Are you struggling with obedience? Are you struggling with doing what's right? It's in God's word. Just look at these scriptures, Psalm 119:34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Understand this. I've said this before. I told you about this. All of South Africa went into a conniption. They misunderstood me. When I said, Jesus could not sin. This is what I said. And I said, did he not sin because he couldn't or wouldn't? He wouldn't, but he couldn't, but he didn't sin because he wouldn't. And they're like, phone calls, you know, and they said, did you say Jesus could sin? I said, I didn't say he could sin. I said he did sin because he wouldn't, but he couldn't, but he wouldn't. Here's why. Why did Jesus not sin because he wouldn't? Of course, Damien's right. It's like, these are so terrible. It's this, because he had understanding. Would you eat a bowl of maggots? You know what maggots are? It's fly larva that, you know, when your dad throws out a piece of meat into the garbage can and a couple days later, you're, oh, wow, what are these white things? And, you know, nobody would eat those, right? Bowl of maggots. That's what sin is. Little lie, bowl of maggots. If you had understanding of what your sin would do, if Adam and Eve had understanding, right? She was deceived. If Adam and Eve had understanding of what their sin would do, you know what they would do? The Bible says this, give me understanding, I shall keep thy law. They were deceived. They were fooled. They had understanding. If they could, 6,000 years later, look at this mess. It's your fault, Adam. And he says, Steve, you're responsible too. I am. You think they wouldn't. The Bible says that. You're struggling with obedience. Get to know the Bible. It'll keep you from sin. Number four, to discern God's will. And in God's will, when he says, thou shalt not or thou shalt do this, that's clear. But there's a lot of other things, like, you know, with Abby's car, we're trying to figure out, what should we do? What should we not? And you know, we have to have wisdom from God, and here's what I need to do. He says this, Ephesians 5:17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. If we don't know what the will of the Lord is, the Bible says that's unwise. You should seek to know the will of God, and there's basics, I can talk about that to you. But it's this, you want to know God's will? Understanding this. You really think about this. This is so crazy. I've got one book I need to know. Not 100. One book. I know there's 66 books in the Bible, but it's one complete harmonized book. One book. One book. You know, I tell you this all the time. There's only 260 chapters in the New Testament. There's 52 weeks in a year. 5 chapters a week, you'll be through the New Testament in a year. We ought to be a Rolodex with the New Testament. I'm not there yet. Boom. You name a chapter, I should know what's in that chapter. Boom. You know, I should know. 260 chapters, that's not that big, is it? Boom. We should know it. We should understand it. We should be able to wield it like, whoosh, like a sword. That's what the Bible calls it. If I know God's word, it'll help me with God's will. You wonder what God wants? Get in his word. Now remember this. It's not a 20-minute sitcom. Let's say you have not really been a student of the Bible. I'm going to tell you this. You're a Bible baby. Got to suck on the sincere milk of the word for a while, and it's going to take you a good while. Are you willing to put 10 years into it? Most people aren't. Because sin gets faster results. Doing it my way gets faster results. But the way of the world always leads to destruction. Tonight, ask God to help you, that you would just seek to understand. Number five, to avoid foolishness. To avoid foolishness. What is sin? It's always foolishness. Look at Proverbs 14:29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Man, I love my grandkids, but they are, it's like, what? I mean, I am not used to people saying, not listening to me. And I'm like, punk. The Bible said, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. If you have a temper, and I can have a temper, you know what it is? Foolishness I don't understand God's word. He that is of wrath is of great, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Look at this. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. It is this top secret. When I see people fall into sin, when I fall into sin, when I see people give up on God, when I see people seeking foolishness, what I know is this. They don't have understanding. They're living like a fool. They've rejected God's truth. They're not in the word of God, and I know that. Right? The Bible says the secret belongeth to the righteous. Right? It's this. You can tell me all day long. People tell me all day long, I'm right with God. I'm right with God. Yeah, amen. I'm right with God. Yeah, you aren't doing what he wants. You're not right with him. So you have no understanding to even know that. If you're not doing what's right, you have no idea what right is. I'm fine. Don't you worry about me. Well, yeah, the devil's got you. He's fooled you. We want to understand. Understand. I want to know. I want to know why. I want the inquisitive spirit of my little granddaughter. What's that mean? What's that about? What's that mean? And you know, I mean, it's, you know, we ask her a question. Elia, you're so smart. How come you're so smart? And I mean, the answer is because of your papa, right? I mean, that's number one. But then I say, no, I don't say that. It's God. I don't know who Pepe Pig is, but apparently he's like the hit of the world right now. So I said, Elia, why are you so smart? She goes, Pepe Pig. And I'm like, well, I don't know who Pepe Pig is. But it's not Pepe Pig. Is Pepe Pig good or bad? I don't know anything about Pepe Pig. Peppa? Oh, Peppa. Peppa Pig. See, okay. See, I was making a little Hispanic there. Pepe Pig, right? Pepe Pig, right? But whoever, Peppa? Peppa Pig. What's the difference? It's like, I'm so sorry, Pepe, that I called you Peppa. But it's this. I want to help her understand this. If you're smart, God made you smart. See, understanding would be, if you're good at something, God made you good at something. That's why he said, do good unto them. How in the world we're foolish, and to avoid foolishness, we need understanding. Sixth, to establish godly homes. I want you to know this. To establish godly homes. Every single person in here, you ought to want and you ought to dream about having a godly home. Here's what the Bible says. It says, through wisdom is an house builded. Now this is interesting. And by understanding, it is established. See, it's... wisdom is knowing what to do. And I think there is in the Bible, it's the connotation, you're executing what is right, what is righteous. You're executing good judgment. But understanding, it says, is how the house is established. You need understanding. And I see this so much in our day and age. We are so influenced by the world. I'm a molder, right? I'm not here surviving any stages with kids. It's a stage. No, it's not. I'm going to teach you what is right in every stage. It is stop listening to the world. What do we have this? Gentle parenting? Yeah, you'll have a brat is what you'll have. Gentle parenting, loser kids, right? Yeah. Yeah, hey, I'm just telling you, I've watched it. You want weird kids? Be gentle. Be loving, be kind, gentle parenting. He that spareth the rod hateth his son. That's the Bible. It doesn't mean you're beating on them every 5 seconds. It means this, you want them to understand this, sin hurts, and when you rebel, you're going to get spanked. You want to do it your way? Well, Frank Sinatra did too. No evidence Frank's in heaven today. To establish godly homes, we need understanding. Oh God, give me understanding. There's so much information out there. Oh God, give me understanding. Give me understanding of you. Give me understanding of your ways. Give me understanding of your love. Give me understanding of your goodness and focus on that. Be obsessed with it. There's an obsession. Have you not noticed in the first 4 chapters of Proverbs, there's an obsession. If you want to know wisdom, you want to have understanding, you've got to pursue it. And theme of the day on Sunday, with diligence. you want to just, you know, kind of casually pursue something, you'll never get where you need to be. See, a world-class athlete, yeah, they may have gifted blessings, but they sold their soul for that sport, most likely. I would tell you this, world-class athletes, it ain't worth it. But they had a goal and they said, whatever it takes. You want to have that spirit with Christ? You can know wisdom, you can have understanding, and then it will benefit you in every single way. Reasons to have understanding. To have a blessed life spiritually and physically. Look at this. It's Proverbs 16:22. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. If you misunderstand me, I'm not saying we pursue this to get. But the reality is, if you pursue understanding and you have understanding of the Bible, your life will be blessed. Period. Every single one of us in this room is going to die. Every single one of us in this room is going to have consequences of sin. Every one of us in this room is going to have heartache. But I'll tell you this, you want the blessed life, it's in wisdom and understanding of God's ways, who He is, and particularly His Son, Jesus Christ. Understanding is critical. Understanding is critical. Number eight, I want you to see this. Number eight, it's to depart from evil. Again, we talked about this a little bit. It's obeying, but it's to depart from evil. Look at this Job 28:28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and depart from evil is understanding. You want to do what's wrong, you prove that you're a fool. I use the word stupid. I'm about to change because I think stupid, just people don't understand. I think it's way worse to be called a fool than it is to be called stupid. But I'll let the Bible call you a fool. You don't overcome evil, you're a fool. You don't have understanding, you've bought the lie, and you're a fool. We're going to love foolish people. We're going to love people that don't have understanding. We're going to love people that teach. We're going to try to teach people. But after a while, you know, it's this. I tell people all the time, if you don't listen to me, I won't teach you. If I can't teach you, why am I wasting my time? If you don't listen to me, if I'm just trying to teach the Bible, you won't listen to God. Just examine your life. It comes down to the simplicity. I want to know Him and the fellowship of His suffering, the power of His resurrection. It is to know Christ, to have understanding. It helps you implement wisdom, right? Having understanding helps you implement wisdom. It helps, I have all this information, how do I use it? And that's what we have here in Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. If there's a theme verse for tonight, it is get understanding. And then finally, 10, it's to walk faithfully with Christ. I'll give you a couple of New Testament references. You want understanding so you walk faithfully with Christ. It is this. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. There is no benefit if you don't understand. You know, the average person that goes, I pray this isn't true in Baptist churches, but I'm sure it is. The average person that goes to any other kind of church, they are going through the motions. I've been to Roman Catholic services. They kneel, they stand. And they just vainly repeat. They kneel, they stand. You know, they're going through the motions. They have no idea why they're doing what they're doing. They're just going through the motions. No wonder they think God's a joke. God has a purpose behind everything He does. God has a purpose behind everything He says. He wants you to understand, and it's for our good. Do we believe that? There's only 66 books. The older I get, I wish there was more. But I think that wishing is probably ungodly because God gave us exactly what we need. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Understanding. Understanding. I'm done. If you learn one thing, it's that God wants you to know and understand. It's not about coming, sitting in a church service, surviving, and then leaving. You should have the goal of every service. I want to be reminded of something that'll be fresh in my heart. I want to understand. I want to understand God. I want to understand Jesus. I want to understand His ways. There's nothing better than understanding. I mean, this is one of the greatest treasures God could ever give us. Because I better preach this book. Who cares if you understand what I'm saying if I'm not preaching this book, right? This is where this river of life, this is where life and the blessings physically and spiritually come. And I will tell you this, I'll help you. We have a ton of people that'll help you. I need help. I benefit from every Bible study that I have. This is critical. Now, I want you to then walk it, live it. We're not here to exist. We're here for the glory of God. We're here to honor Him. And the only way we'll do that is understanding. I just know this. If sin is creeping into your heart, into your mind, into your life, it's a lack of understanding. Jesus wouldn't sin because He understood. If we understand this better, sin will not nearly be what it has been with the stranglehold it can have over us, those besetting sins. Remember this, oh God, help me understand. I beg you, you will do me a great blessing. Help me with this when I confuse people, and I do. So my question that I ask, what was my question that I asked? That did Jesus sin because He wouldn't or couldn't? Was that it? No, what was the question I asked you? Do we have to understand to be saved? The what? Oh, so here's what Noah was thinking. Okay, this is so good. So here's what he thought. So this is great. So Noah was saying, do we have to understand everything is kind of what he thought. No, but, okay, that's awesome. So it wasn't like Noah and I are meeting tonight after the service. So that's so good. So Noah overthought, right? So, but I underasked, probably. And I underasked, he overthought, but it's this. Noah thought, I was saying, do you have to understand everything before you can be saved? No, but you have to understand the basics of the gospel. That's what I meant. I could have asked it better, couldn't I? What are you insulting me for while I'm preaching? That's just so wrong. God wants you to know Him. Be encouraged by that. I can be a confusing preacher. Yes, I can. You just proved that tonight. But it's your fault. But God's not confusing. He'll give you understanding. It doesn't matter how old you are. That's how good a God He is. Ask Him, oh God, help me know You. Help me know this book so that I can understand and better live for You. Let's pray. Father,